Thanks, Mark. Good morning, everyone. 3 days in a row we had perfect sun, not too hot, nice and bright and beautiful. It's easy to take things for granted. We still live pretty good in this country. We come and go as we please. We do what we please. But there are a lot of people out there that think there's really not much going on, and they just keep on living their lives as usual. Did you know last year there were over 400 conflicts and 20 wars? Well, these conflicts are tallied by the UN, and they are kept count by deaths. So each one of these conflicts tallied at least 1,000 deaths apiece. 400 of them, and then 20 major wars. I was a little amazed by that because we don't hear of all those. But if you go on and you look at the different sites, there's even more than that that's going on around us. This year, it is said that we're going to experience more political instabilities than ever, and even more conflict than last year. Religious persecution is growing rampant. Every day that we live in this world, we face new challenges. How do we keep from being overwhelmed by the negative conditions that continually surround us? And ultimately, from what is coming to this world? Let's start today by turning to Revelation 3. Revelation 3. We have to make a choice to do something. Revelation 3 is starting in verse 8. This passage is written to the Philadelphia church. You know, the church in the end time that we hope that we all will be part of. Verse 8, I know your works. See, I've set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews but are not, but lie, indeed, I will make them come down and worship before your feet and know that I have loved you. And then in verse 10, because you have kept my command to persevere, I will also keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the world to test those who dwell on this earth. Here in verse 10, Christ said, since we have kept his command to persevere, he will keep us from the hour of trial that is coming, otherwise known to us as the tribulation. And I'm sure all of us won't be kept from that. But even until that point, the kinds of things we have to face today, it's heavy burdens. It's a heavy trial to live in this world today. So what is perseverance that is being talked about here? Well, perseverance is a steadfastness in doing something despite the difficulty or delay in achieving success. It is being persistent and determined and purposeful. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines it. It states that perseverance is the quality that allows someone to continue trying to do something even though that it is difficult, even though we may fail or meet opposition. To persevere, we have to stay committed. We have to be patient. We have to endure. And we have to work hard. We need to be able to bear difficulties calmly and without complaint. It's a daily choice. It's a daily choice to stay the course. It's not about just going through the motions. It's not about just coming here on the Sabbath and being here at church services. It's not about just keeping the holy days and going to a feast or refraining from all the other worldly activities that we're not supposed to be participating in. What we're talking about here is a surrender of our ways, human ways, and allowing God to work in us so that we are able to achieve what He has planned for us. When life gets tougher and tougher, and it seems there is no end, we must not lose faith. We can't give up. We can't go back. Many in the past did just that. They withdrew from being a practicing Christian because things just got too hard, or so they thought. They said things like, "It's too hard. It's a burden. God understands. He knows my heart. It's different today than it was back then." They just wouldn't understand. There can't be a God. If there was, He wouldn't have allowed this to happen. I've just lost hope. Or some just get tired of waiting and they quit. Let's turn to Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10. And we'll read verses 36 through 38. Verse 36, "For you have need of endurance," which is the New King James. In my Bible, the New International Version, it says perseverance, "so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise." Continuing on in verse 37, "For yet a little while, and He who is coming will not tarry." He will not delay. Verse 38, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure with him." We can't lose confidence in God. He's real, and He is in charge of all things. Everything that happens, He doesn't make things happen to us. He allows things to happen to us to test us so we can grow and we can strengthen. We persevere by living by faith. We endure all things by relying on God and His strength. In Genesis chapter 37 through 50, we can read of the life of Joseph and what a life he had. Now, we're not going to read 13 chapters, obviously. Roy's already smiling at me. He's hoping not. But we want to quickly review Joseph's life and what he had to go through. And this is just a thumbnail sketch. You can go back and read all of this later. But Joseph was hated by his brothers. His brothers conspired to kill him. But Joseph was sold into slavery and taken to Egypt instead. While he was there, he was made the overseer of Potiphar's house, because Potiphar saw that God was with him, and he prospered in all that he did. Joseph had to reject Potiphar's wife several times over the attempts that Potiphar's wife put on him to lay with her. And then one day she falsely accused him, and he was thrown into prison. Now think about that. He didn't do anything wrong, and yet again he found himself in a hardship, and he was thrown into prison. While in prison, Joseph interpreted dreams to prisoners and asked one to remember and mention him when he returned to the Pharaoh so that he could be released from the prison. Well, guess what? The man forgot, and Joseph remained in prison for 2 more years. Well, Joseph was a teenager when this all happened. This is supposed to be the high time of his life. You know, 16, 17 years old, you know. Can you remember how excited you were at that age? He had his whole life ahead of him. And this is what happened to him. His life was turned upside down for years. He was sold by his brothers in slavery. He was accused of something he did not do. He even quickly fled the scene so that he wouldn't have done anything wrong. He was thrown into prison. And then when there was a chance of getting out of prison, he was forgotten and he stayed in prison 2 more years. When there was an opportunity for him to be helped. Joseph didn't do anything wrong. But instead of losing faith and hope, he persevered through it all. Joseph relied continually on God. And that's what we need to do too when we go through our trials and hardships. God had something much bigger in sight and mind for Joseph. And Joseph knew that. Remember, he might not have understood it at the time, but he even told his brothers of the dreams he had. And they hated him for that. He assured his brothers that although they intended evil towards him, God meant it all for good in order to save many people. We often tend to focus on the here and the now. However, God has a much bigger plan for us as well. So how do we persevere? Well, first and foremost, we rely on God. He's our strength. As we journey through this life and the end draws nearer and nearer, we hope to find ourselves part of that last church era, the Philadelphia church era. Let's turn back to Revelation 3. Revelation 3, verse 8. Let's take a look at a few of the qualities of the Philadelphians. What characteristics did they have to help them persevere? Verse 8, the last part. For you have little strength. Now that sounds odd. That's a quality, to have little strength. I thought the quality was to be, strong and I could do it myself. No. I have a bad tendency of doing that. But because of their little strength, they depended on God for their strength. And that made them strong. Those who are weak in their own eyes, those who are physically weak, maybe even spiritually weak, don't look to God for strength. And we have to look to God for strength. The strength of the Philadelphians is in their faith and trust in God, and so must ours. If we are patient and we are faithful in the small things, then God assures us that He will keep us strong and all the major things in our lives. Those with little strength, they wait for God and His strength. Our trust in God will get us through our weaknesses, our lack of strength, just as it did for Joseph. Joseph didn't have the strength to fight his brothers or Potiphar's wife's accusations. But he trusted God, and he relied on God and not in himself to give him the strength to get through it. The next characteristic in Revelation 3:8, and still in verse 8, they have kept my word. Philadelphians live by every word of God. They don't see God's law as an unfair restriction, like men do. They see God's law as a way of being like God. It is a way of life for them. Joseph's life was one of obeying God, strictly observing all His law. He didn't give in to worldly temptations. He showed us a good example of that when he ran from Potiphar's wife. Another part of keeping God's word is holding on to what we've been taught, what we've been given. Remaining doctrinally pure. The last characteristic we find in Revelation 3:8 is they did not deny His name. Philadelphians do not deny, reject, contradict Christ's name. It's not just about saying Christ's name in word, but in our works and in our actions. We take on God's name, Christian. So to wear His name, our character must reflect that. If we behave inappropriately or unchristian-like, we are denying Christ's name. Joseph was a Christian, and was obvious to the people that he was around. The Bible tells us that Potiphar made him overseer of his household because he saw that in him. He saw that God was with Joseph, and he prospered in all he did. Do we wear Christ's name well? Can people tell that we are one of his when they are in our presence? These three characteristics of the Philadelphian church will help us persevere when things get tough. Rely on God's truth, his strength, Keeping God's word, being obedient and submissive, not denying his name. We're not backsliding. We're not being disloyal. Our lives are different from Joseph's, but in many ways we are fighting similar trials. But the test is all the same. It's for the same reason. In closing, let's turn to James 1. James 1. We'll read verses 2 through 4, and I am reading from the New International Version. Verse 2, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Verse 4, perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and lacking nothing. No matter what happens to us in our lives, God wants us to be steadfast in our faith and our hope, and to act with boldness in serving him. We won't accidentally persevere. We have to make it happen. But we have to make it happen by relying on God's strength. We must face every day with making a choice not to give up. Making that choice daily will help us keep moving forward, and no matter what the hardship is. For our last verse, since we're already there in James, let's look at verse 12. I'm still reading from the New International Version. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. Brethren, no matter the condition of the world we live in now, no matter what we face today, no matter what we face tomorrow or the next, let's always keep moving forward, knowing that we must persevere through all that life has to bring to us. Have a great Sabbath.